Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Will you go to see the new Michael Jackson movie?
Ready whenever you are, Michael.
Do you know what I'm after?
You want to be the biggest star in the world?
We need to capitalize on Michael's success. Because the Jackson family is the brand. That's our Coca-Cola. And we need to start selling. So
I'm planning an international tour. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, we were talking about the launch this week of the new Michael Jackson movie with Katie Gallagher here in Lunchtime Live and Don't Miss Yesterday. And quite a number of listeners getting in touch with us to say there's no way they're going to watch it. Dave is with me in the line. Dave, you host the Cinemile podcast. You've decided against watching the movie.
Yeah, that's right, Andrea. Yeah, a lot of our listeners have been asking us whether or not we're going to go see it, because we do tend to go to the biggest releases of the week, me and my wife. And that's, you know, that's part of our podcast. But we spoke about this the other day, the two of us, and we decided, no, we're just actively not going to see this. Now, it was an easy decision to make in a way, because I do think musical biopics for me are the worst genre of movies. They're just always the same. They're always riddled with cliches and it's just jukebox karaoke. I'd rather watch a documentary about the artist and listen to their music. But this one in particular, I mean, this is, now I haven't seen it yet, but it is allegedly, and it looks like from the trailers and the reviews, this is a cynical, sanitized cash grab that was made like in accordance and in association with Michael Jackson's estate that completely ignores the allegations of child sexual abuse that were made against him and really were the defining characteristic of the second half of his career.
And the movie that's not touched on at all in the movie, is that why you're not going to see it, Dave?
Correct, yeah. At one point, now, allegedly the movie originally did acknowledge it, right? The first draft did open with investigators arriving at the Neverland Ranch. The third act did delve into it. Now, I'm not sure what sort of, you know, sanitized take they would have had on it. But the estate discovered there was a clause in a settlement with one of his accusers from 15 years ago that barred the depiction or mention of that individual in the film. So they'd shot this, all this already.
Yeah, prompted some of that footage, didn't it, to be scrapped? And I had noticed that myself, actually, in some of the reviews. What about you, Frances? You got in touch with the show. So you're a big Michael Jackson fan, is that right?
Yes, Andrea. Hi. I'm also a fan of you, by the way.
So
love your show.
Well, thanks very much, Frances. Will you go to see it?
Absolutely, Andrea. Myself and my friend were going on Friday afternoon. She's 72 years of age and I'm 69 and we're both huge fans. I didn't know my friend way back then when I started to enjoy Michael Jackson's music, but she has since become a fan herself as well. So we're really looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Yeah. And like, despite what Dave mentioned, you know, about the fact that the sexual abuse allegations against Jackson, that's not addressed in the movie, does it taint it at all, or change it for you?
Absolutely not, because he wasn't found guilty of anything. He was cleared of everything. And the fact that, you know, as that guy said, one guy held the whole thing up, or they supposedly held discussing it in the movie because of one person. You know, I'm not interested in that. I actually don't believe that he did anything wrong.
Right.
I think that the people that accused him were
to
make money.
Right. So you don't agree with you don't agree with the allegations against Michael Jackson.
I don't.
And the fact that there was already an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, that has emerged and that has prompted now even the referencing of this to be scrapped from the movie. Interesting to hear that doesn't change it for you. Let me bring in Ken Dorn. Ken, you're a film reviewer. Will you watch it?
No, I have absolutely no interest in going to see this. Kind of similar points to Dave. There's a few things, whether it's a moral kind of objection, whether you believe he did it or not, it still happened. Yeah, he still was accused and they've chosen to leave that out. And that's the kind of another wrinkle in it. They were supposed to leave it out, but then they tried to put it in anyway. And then because of this kind of NDA or this agreement, it's kind of come up again. So it kind of draws the whole production separate from any kind of allegations into a bit of a different light as well. You kind of think, well, if they knew they weren't supposed to do it, why were they trying to in the first place? But just from someone who enjoys movies, I've no interest in this, you know, going to see. They spent $200 million on this to make a story about the life of Michael Jackson, and the most kind of arguably interesting part of it, or I don't know, interesting is maybe a bit of a too, you know, the word is, it's morbidly interesting, but that's the bit that is, you know, it's the elephant in the room, and to not acknowledge that, it's, yeah, it's an omission.
Well, maybe to Francis's point, you know, around like, just even as a music artist, and obviously a hugely successful music artist down through the years as well, can you separate the art from the artist at all?
I think some people can. I think some people can. Some people can do it better than others. But this is like 3 degrees of separation, because it's not Michael Jackson. It's a it's different listening to his music, and you can kind of say.
And I think I heard somebody telling me this morning that watched it or saw it yesterday. It's clips, isn't it? That's included. It includes clips of live footage, I think, from gigs, doesn't it? Over the years,
yeah. And then I think it recreates it, and you know, it just kind of becomes a big question, you know. What's the point, really? As I think Dave said, it's like a jukebox musical. You get the same experience watching old videos of, you know, MTV videos, and there wouldn't be this kind of whole question looming over the morality of it, you know. But I think just the average punter, I think Dave kind of said it, people aren't really interested in biopics anymore. If you look at the last few that came out, A Complete Unknown with Timothy Chalamet, you know, people just aren't going to see these.
I think it depends who makes it.
It's true, but you know,
if you're kind of dictating the narrative, and I know this, I think there was some mention that the Michael Jackson movie isn't the funding for it coming from the estate of Michael Jackson. That's not to say though that it can't be independently produced, but
yeah, no, it draws into question the objectivity of it. But I don't think there's ever been a biopic, or I can't think of one that comes to mind that hasn't had some kind of involvement for you know, past band members or the estate or the family. You know, it's just, this is the kind of genre.
Magella, you've contacted the show. You rang in. Will you go to watch it?
I will, Andrea, I will. And my daughter is a big Michael Jackson fan, and she says the only problem with the movie is that poor old Michael Jackson is not in it. She wants to see and be reminded of his fabulous talent. She doesn't, as well as myself, believe for 1 minute that he had anything to do with child sexual abuse,
despite all the allegations. Yeah, but you'll just go to enjoy it for the music, will you, Magella? You'll just go to enjoy it for the music.
I would imagine that he was one of the top five, if not the top most talented musical person in the world, and that's the reason I would go. But I just want to say, it says a lot about human nature that we want, we're morbidly interested in the only bit that they've left out are the allegations. One other of your speakers said that nothing was proved. And just one thing I want to say, Andrea, is that we as human, as adults, we find it very, very difficult. Now, I don't know anything about Michael Jackson, but this is my opinion. He has been on lots of interviews on TV and radio, and he has denied, and he has very, very genuinely denied.
And, well, that's not to say that the accusations, you know, that the allegations are still there, the allegations stand. Let me just bring in Louise Bruton very quickly, if you don't mind, Magella. You're a music journalist. Sure, Louise, you can hear it yourself. I mean, people are very split about this.
People are very split about it, but the truth of the matter is that everything that Michael Jackson has kind of almost put out, or has been brought out about his private life into public since the 90s, his career and life have been marred by controversies. And while I know some of the he has been found kind of not guilty against the allegations of child abuse, whenever a question of child abuse is brought in, people feel unwell about it, because we know now how much sway rich and powerful people have over controlling the courts of law, and how much power they have of controlling their image and controlling other people. So I think a lot of us, even though he was found not guilty, I think a lot of us just feel that it's such a murky area, and you can see no clearer response to how people feel about Michael Jackson is that if you're at a club or in a bar and the DJ plays a Michael Jackson song, you can see so many people stop dancing in this spot. It's something that has affected so many people.
Are you going when, to sing it?
No, for the same reason that both Ken and Dave have said, musical biopics are just bad. And especially with when they're done posthumously as well, the fact that you have lost the voice of the person themselves means that anything can be said about them.
Do you know,
I felt that particularly with Bohemian Rhapsody, where it's like, well, of course you can say that about Freddie Mercury because he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, I was debating whether or not I'd go to see it. And I actually think, had they have covered the sexual allegation controversy, I would have been more likely to go and see it than I am now. The fact that they've just left out a chunk of his entire life, and I think somebody told me earlier, is it post-1988 isn't covered in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like that would actually deter me from going.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bizarre, and it's, you know, kind of whether it's a moral question or a, you know, a cinematic question, there seems to be this kind of thing that the way biopics are structured, you know, we focus on someone's life, and as we say, that's the bit about the life everyone wants to hear about.
Ken Dorn, Louise Bruton, Francis Magella, Dave, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.